Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light's Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod Diverges, your guide for the next few minutes. This morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Every week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to help create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this week's focus is you and the fourth dimension connection. We are continuing with our series of moving through the nine different dimensions, and this week is the fourth dimension. So without any further ado, let's set up your space and get ready to meditate. Make sure your back is straight, your feet are on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine as you inhale to the top of your head and exhale nice, easily, gently, slowly. And inhale again, nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up as you draw the breath up through the spine and all the way to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and easily. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk has strong roots that go through the floor, through the ground, and all the way down to the center core of the earth. This tree trunk is rooted well into the center of the earth, and you are sitting on top of that tree trunk as if you were one with it and it's one with you. And see yourself surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. This bubble is 18 inches from your body, all the way around on all sides. And it has an eggshell stiffness to the edge of it. And a beautiful pearlescent golden color. A beautiful pearlescent bright golden color. And imagine outside of that aura bubble is a violet flaming wall about 2 to 3 feet in front of you. And this violet wall is burning from the ground up. This is the wall of purification, the wall that will receive the energies that you're ready to release, that no longer serve you, that you no longer desire to hold on to. And the flame will absorb it from you. It will almost like a Hoover vacuum cleaner, suck it right from you as you bring these unwanted energies to the surface, and then it will completely purify it. So let's begin to release some of these undesired energies by taking nice, deep, and easy breaths. We're going to clear the 7 primary chakras along the spine, beginning with the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd chakras. All of the chakras are energy centers that help to balance your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. The 1st chakra is located at the base of your spine. The 2nd chakra is 2 inches below your belly button. And the 3rd chakra is behind your stomach. As you breathe and inhale in nice and easily, exhale out through those three chakras. Release any energy that these three chakras may be holding on to in the way of information that keeps you from living the lifestyle that you'd like to live. Any blocks or any energy that would keep you in a financial bind, your health not where you'd like for it to be, living in a place that you don't care for, or a job that doesn't seem to help meet your needs. Just let go of all the blocks that seem to create those conditions, whatever they are. Let it go. That's from the first chakra at the base of your spine. Let go of energies that are associated with fear, the feelings that you have in reference to fear. That's part of the second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button. So any kind of grief, jealousy, anger, resentment, let it go. Guilt, envy, all of those feelings are more connected with fear. And release any sexual energy that might be in your space, whether it's from a traumatic experience many years ago or the lover you were with last night and everything in between. You want your energy for yourself. Sexual energy is also a highly creative energy. And when you have other people's energy in your space, even if you love them, you're not able to operate from your full power and your full essence and creativity. And let go in the third chakra as you continue to breathe easily and deeply. That's located behind the stomach at the solar plexus. Let go of any energy that would keep you addicted to anything or anyone. All sorts of addictions, from drugs and food to people, whatever it might be, let it go. Let go of all that energy that would rob you of your personal and true power. Let go of the need to feel powerful or have the ego cause you to feel powerful. You don't need any of that to just be in your power. Let it go. Very good. And the violet wall is receiving this energy as it comes to the surface. And begin to breathe through your fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is behind your heart. Fifth chakra is at the base of your throat. And as you inhale and draw the breath up, exhale out through your heart chakra and your throat chakra, releasing any energy that would keep you from loving yourself fully, completely, unconditionally. Release any energy that would keep you from forgiving others or yourself. Let go of all the energy that wants to stop you from loving unconditionally. And release that energy as well that keeps you from completely expressing who you are as a divine, spiritual, perfect being. If you have any doubts about your creative ability, the fifth chakra is the place to release that energy. If you feel that you often say too much or not enough, you don't speak up when you need to, let that energy go. Let go of what would hold you back from speaking and expressing yourself in a way that's beneficial not only for you, but for those that are hearing you as well. And let go of any energy where you may have a challenge listening to others, to their ideas, to their creativity, to their expression. And as you continue to take these deep and easy breaths, release the energy from your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head. This is where you're able to discern energy and spirit clearly. And the seventh chakra on top of your head is where you are able to know what you know, what you know. There's so much certainty, clarity, that you know what is to take place, what is taking place presently, what did take place. You know all that there is to know within this divine, universal, beautiful world that we live in, and all the knowledge and information therein. You know it. So allow yourself to exhale out through the sixth chakra in the center of your head and the seventh chakra at the top of your head. Release any energy that would keep you from seeing everything as perfect the way it is from the God perspective. All energy has its right and useful purpose, whether it is in alignment with what you believe or not, whether it is what you choose to experience or not. Discern that every situation, every circumstance, every person, every experience you have is a form of energy that is divinely ordained to be as it is, for a very specific purpose, and one that always allows you and helps you to grow. And release any of those energies that block you from knowing at the top of your head, from knowing what you know, from being clear. So let go of the doubt. Let go of the uncertainty. Let go of what you're not sure about. Just let all of that go and be in the full awareness of knowing. It also means get rid of the over-analyzing, the over-intellectualizing, the over-rationalizing, so that you can simply be and allow the information and the knowledge of divine universal mind to move through you and to guide you. And continue to just breathe nice, easy, deep breaths through each and every chakra, 1 through 7. As you exhale, you just gently move the energy through the chakras, move it out of the aura bubble, where the violet flame receives these energies that no longer serve you, you no longer need them. And now today's focus, or this week's focus rather, is on the fourth dimension and you connection. And remember, there are 9 dimensions, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness. So imagine from the very core or center of the earth, moving all the way up to the surface of the earth, all the way up literally through your spine, a wonderful beam of light all the way up through the top of your head and continuing to go all the way up to the Milky Way of our galaxy. And as I speak briefly about the fourth dimension, simply focus on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply, releasing whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that may come to the surface. Just let them all go into the flame. The fourth dimension is the realm of the human collective mind. It is an amalgam of individual thoughts and feelings that meld and weave into an archetypal, which is a general similar type of patterns that connect all people together. In this week's meditation, feelings are part of the non-physical vibrations that are experienced in the third dimension. But in the fourth dimension, the frequency ranges are not solid, even though feelings may feel that way. So I ask you right now, are you able to discern the difference between feelings that come from within you and feelings that are from outside of you? Do you know the feelings you have created for yourself versus the feelings that other people have created for themselves that sometimes you may receive, accept, or absorb as if they are your feelings? Sometimes all of the different feelings you have that come from different places can be overwhelming when you aren't sure, when you're really not sure what you're feeling or from where. You know, those feelings where you seem to be angry and sad at the same time, maybe a little bit depressed. You just want to cry, but you can't really cry. You're overwhelmed. You want to do something, but it's all bubbling up to the surface simultaneously. Or maybe when you get news that for a moment makes you feel numb, you're in shock. And you seem to float away, maybe out of your body. Your heart is pounding fast. Your solar plexus, your third chakra around the stomach is beating like a drum. And you have all these feelings going on. We all have this that happens to us as these feelings come from different places and in different ways. But for right now, I'd like for you to pick a feeling that you're experiencing in this moment, or one that you had not very long ago. Whatever comes to you at this time, whatever feeling, I want you to allow yourself to begin experiencing the feeling. There may be a thought of something or someone that triggers the feeling. Let that be present to call the feeling into this experience right now. It may be an image which you associate a feeling to. Regardless of how the feeling presents itself, let yourself feel it as deeply and completely as you can. As your focus and your attention is on this feeling, Allow it to amplify. Feel it even more deeply. Do not effort with it. Just let the feeling continue to go as deeply as it will, seemingly becoming bigger and bigger as you're feeling it more intensely until it escalates to a full sense of being consumed by this feeling. Now take a big, deep breath and exhale, letting go of whatever has come up in this present moment. And one more time, a nice, deep, easy breath. Begin to let go of any of the thoughts, the images, the beliefs, the sensations of the feeling that you are experiencing. And what does it feel like inside of you? I want you to simply take and intend a journey inside of yourself. And what does it feel like inside of you? There may not be a way for your mind to describe it, but your second chakra, where your emotions are, and the third chakra at your solar plexus, where your center of power is, those chakras can discern it. And again, these areas may be beating like a drum. What does it feel like inside of you? Your heart understands it, so just allow all of this to be the way that it is. Connect with the feeling, with the image of the feeling, with the thought the feeling is a part of. And now imagine this feeling is an electric blue color vibration. And the feeling and this color vibration has morphed into a rope. It actually take the feeling, if you will, and this electric blue color and see it as a rope inside of you. And follow this feeling by following the rope. Where does the feeling start? Does it start within you or outside of you? Are you experiencing it deep within or on the surface as if it's coming from outside of you? Don't intellectualize where it starts. Really feel where it is in your body by experiencing it right there. That's the beginning. And follow this electric blue vibrational rope, this feeling. Follow it along its own path within until you know and or see the image or thought it is attached to. This feeling is attached to some image or thought from a past or present, or maybe even anxiety about a future experience. If the feeling itself started as an image, experience the thought to begin with. That is the starting point. And feel your solar plexus, your third chakra, beating like a drum. And you'll notice that this drum beat in that area will actually end as you follow this feeling. And you continue to move it from where it started all the way to the core or the end of where it is. The core of the feeling will become more discernible than just the feeling itself as you follow this electric blue vibrational cord from the beginning of the feeling where you experienced it at your body all the way to the thought, to the image, to the experience where it began. Now, if it feels too overwhelming right now, just stop and take three deep and easy breaths. Inhaling from your heart to the top of your head, and then exhale out from the top of your head, easily, slowly, and gently. And continue following the electric blue vibrational rope to the origin of the feeling. Did this feeling start within you? Did it come from outside of you? Is it a feeling you created? Or was it a feeling generated from someone else that you agreed to feel this feeling with too? And that can be anything from a past situation where perhaps your mom or your dad felt a certain way and you took that on. Or it might be something from within you because you did not feel understood or seen for who you are. That could be part of, that could be the origin of the feeling. It could be any number of 1,000 things. As you trace the feeling and found the core, did the feeling start to go away because you understand where it came from? If you're still following this feeling to its original origin, just continue to do that. But notice that when you get to the core of the feeling, does it dissipate completely? And if it doesn't, you don't have to worry about it. You can actually see if you can change it. So if the feeling does not go away when you get to the core of it, you can change the feeling. So right now, if you have reached the core, begin to change the events of the experience. You can do this by seeing it differently or thinking about it differently. Rather than what the experience might have been, which caused the feeling, change that experience, see that experience differently, or think about it differently in such a way that you would choose to feel something different. Rather than feeling anxiety, you want to feel peace. Rather than feeling anger, you'd like to feel love. Now, if it changes in this way, notice how the blue color vibration of the rope also changes to another color. Also know that changing the feeling may require some physical action that needs to be taken as well. Someone you may need to speak with about whatever the cause or reason for the feeling, for example. Or there might be some action you need to take, such as it could be someone or yourself who needs your forgiveness, who you would like to, or who someone you would like to be forgiven by. It may be doing what you fear, completing what you've regretted not doing, or maybe it's doing what you've done before, but in a different way, place, or circumstance. Taking physical actions can also help change the feeling. When you've shifted the energy of this feeling at its core, it will go away. Whether it's because you understand and discern where the feeling comes from, or you change the feeling through action, through thought, through imagery. And as the energy shifts, this core energy begins to shift. Not only will the feeling go away, but the pounding in your solar plexus will stop. And your heart will be more at ease, and you'll know the feeling has really been neutralized and turned into divine love. Continuing to breathe. This is an exercise that you can take your time with. There's no rush. And it may be that you need to do this exercise with the same feeling more than one time, until you are able to get to the core of the feeling, where it will either dissipate on its own or you can change it. And take again those deep, easy breaths from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. And relax as you exhale, nice and easy and slowly. The more you do this exercise, the better and faster you'll neutralize the feeling. You'll neutralize the core and the effects that would become present in the future as well. Feelings are connected to your emotions, and emotions are energy in motion, which bring about those experiences that we manifest in this world. So connecting with the fourth dimension is connecting with your various levels of consciousness that have an effect on your physical and non-physical experiences. When you clear your feelings that are connected to fear, you're able to have love present again in your life, in that moment. And through love, you're able to create in the ways that manifest your heart's desires. Energy in motion from love provides those experiences that you would like to have. And imagine a beautiful, great big, bright, beautiful sun surrounding your body, all around you, underneath your feet, over your head. And this sun, I'd like for you to absorb as much as you can in this moment, if not all of it. This sun is your pure energy coming back to you in the highest form of love that you can give to yourself. And I'd like to thank you for being with me on this week's Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org and check out our courses, our individual sessions that are offered, and also our wonderful blogs for spiritual information and weekly information about recipes for the soul to give you tips and hints and different ways in which you can continue to elevate your spiritual and personal journey. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.